ordinary place. Oh yes.
Crespo Disco time. Crespo Disco number 13?
No.
I think so, man.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time since we've started doing these. Since some guy requested this, a couple of people wanted to know, hey, what kind of music type of things are you doing, listening to? And a year later, here we are.
Yep. Still letting people know what kind of weird shit you listen to.
It's a fun way to try to share your interests that go outside of what we normally do.
The movies.
Yeah, the whole movie thing. Welcome to the Crespo Disco number 13. Bonus episode for Cinema Crespo Disco. You can check out episode 92. Yeah, I think that was what we just did. The numbers are starting to run together, dude. It's getting to that point where I have to check these things beforehand.
When's episode 100 going to be?
The second week of December.
It's going to be a good week.
Yeah, I'm trying to make that trying to do some special things for episode 100. That's going to be tough. Holiday time. People are busy. Yeah. Trying to get
together. We're important. Break some holidays. Screw your parents. Come see us.
We're important. Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There you go. We're important. So, thanks for downloading. We appreciate it. This is, as we said, the Crespo Disco bonus episode for the month of October 2014. That's your update on what time it is. People can be listening to this. Drew, people can be listening to this in, like, November 2020. Going back into the archives. Super fans. Super fans of the future are
weird.
Listening to us now. They don't exist now because, you know, we haven't, our reach hasn't gotten that far yet. But down the road,
one of these days,
when it all takes over,
do you promise, Chris?
Oh, well, yes.
All right.
Only for you. Yes, I promise. I promise that one day, one person will listen to this in the future. Be like, oh, this is around Halloween 2014.
One person, one day, somewhere.
At some time. Maybe.
Whether on purpose or by accident.
Stumbling upon. So this month, with the idea of what kind of songs do you think about when you think of crazy songs? I thought of that a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm sorry.
There you go. Just like that. That's a spoiler. Spoiler for people with discerning ears that could hear that. We figured, what comes to mind when we think crazy? And I thought it would be easy. I was like, oh, yeah, I could crank out a whole bunch of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was actually kind of difficult for me. Because I was just like, it's just all just going to be crazy metal. I tried hard for it not to be. Because I could have so easily been it.
If that's what you think crazy is.
But so, that's exactly. There's so many different definitions of crazy, right? So
I
trying to go different routes, different ideas.
I mean, I had a couple that came straight to mind.
Did you?
And then, like, I just went back to, like, the song, like, the music that I listened to when I was, you know, the late high school years, the early college years. Some of that shit was batshit nuts.
It was.
Not very good.
Especially for at the time. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Some of it was.
And especially for at the time, the year 2000, 2001.
In the year 2000. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you then.
Okay.
And, do you want to do these in a certain order, or do you?
I mean, you just do it in the order that I gave it to you here.
Okay, yeah. Well, then go ahead. Why don't you let people know what is this one of the first ones that came to mind right away when you thought crazy?
Well,
did this one come to you a little later?
Kind of. I mean, when I think crazy, I definitely think the Fall of Troy. And after seeing their live shows, it just intensifies that like 100%. Like if you watch this dude's fingers when he plays the guitar, you just get sucked into a wormhole.
You gotta be careful. The wormhole will suck you in. You'll get spit out of the other end.
Covered in something.
Something. Covered in like, oh, no, what? But you'll be a better person for it.
Definitely, 100%.
All right, well, which song did you
choose? This is the song Wacko Jacko Steals the Elephant Man's Bones. It's off the album Doppelganger from, man.
Or as the Germans call it, Doppelganger.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of when the album came out.
Oh, 2005.
It's only 44 minutes. It's I guess it's a remix of their first album, but it's much better.
Well, a re-recording of a lot of the same songs, like 75%, I think, same songs and a couple new ones. And there's a couple on Doppelganger that I like more, and then some original recordings that I like more. But yeah, that one falls.
The whole album, it's crazy. It ranges from, you know, crazy guitar work to super metal breakdowns, screaming, singing.
Right.
I mean,
a lot, mixing a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
And like we said, 2005.
Yeah.
This is like much more common now than.
Oh yeah.
Than it used to be.
But this is just,
at this time, it was like, whoa, these guys are intense.
And at this point in time, too, I mean, this is just three guys.
And
at that, and the point in time when this album came out in 2005, I think what the oldest one was like 19,
maybe, yeah, I think so.
So just
they're teenagers,
just a bunch of kids out there kicking ass,
a bunch of damn kids blowing heads off and melting faces, coast to coast,
melting my face off twice.
Saw him at the back booth,
yep.
And I saw him again at the... I don't think I saw him at the social. I definitely saw him at the House of Blues. Did I ever see him at the social? Maybe. That all runs together.
It does.
But so good.
Amazing.
So good.
And the music's fucking batshit nuts.
Yeah, it is.
They got weird math-inspired breakdowns.
And the progression.
Changes of tempo, and it's...
And it's a dude singing guitar and playing guitar at the same time.
He's playing this.
Super hard to do.
This guitar.
Yeah, and it's all crazy guitar work. And And then it gets all heavy.
Yeah.
Good times.
Gets all screamy. Yeah. Follow Troy. Wacko Jacko steals the Elephant Man's bones.
That's a fun name.
Oh, I all of the names on that album are awesome. Like, Mountains Like Sidewinder Missiles.
Mm.
Laces Out Dan.
Laces Out Dan, that's an Ace Ventura reference.
We Better Learn How to Hotwire a Uterus.
That's just awkward.
Macaulay McCulkin.
That's funny. That's funny. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't decided which order I'm going to do. I'm going to go, let's see. This one kind of goes along the same lines of Fall of Troy in terms of musical virtuosity. And combining of musical genres, making something that's very unique in its own, and it's familiar yet different, you know, that type of feel.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about Mars Volta.
Yes.
Right. These guys, two of the members from At the Drive-In, after they broke up, they're like, we're breaking up this band that has, we've worked 5 years super hard. We worked very hard to become very successful. Now that we are very successful, we are breaking up this band.
Yes.
And we're gonna go
and
do
we're
something
starting
else.
Starting again.
And we're starting again. And they did Mars Volta, and this song is, where is it? Metatron. First off, again with the song titles.
Yeah.
This is off the Bedlam of Goliath. I almost picked Mecha Amputecture.
Okay.
From the album Amputecture, which itself has like, it's like Omega Hedron and like what do you guys come? Just can I just get a simple
The lyrics
one word title.
And the lyrics aren't going to make any fucking sense either.
Not to you, no. But maybe to this guy. So this song is called Metatron from the Bedlam and Goliath. That's like 3 albums ago, 2008, 2009. And I think this is my second favorite Mars Volta album. Because we all know the first album, that's up there. That's on a shelf all by itself. All the other albums are down here on this shelf, right?
Yeah.
I would put this one in first of all those. Like front to back, I can't even tell you why, but I love this whole album. And then the one they did before that, or two before that, Amputecture. Extremely good. I haven't heard their most recent one, their 2012 one.
I think Bedlam and Goliath was the last album I listened to.
Yeah, that's 3 albums ago. 3 albums ago. They're pretty prolific. Still are. I don't know if they're, I'm sure they're, I mean, now they're.
They always have.
They're,
been,
little,
I mean,
they're
these,
a little older
these
now.
Guys
they got money.
So many bands out there, it's ridiculous.
Well, the guitarist though, Omar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all Slide Project crazy.
And they did that, that dub reggae album. What the fuck was the name of that band?
De facto. That was fun. That was early
weird.
On. Wasn't that during? No, that was after At the Drive-In, right?
Yeah,
that was post At the Drive-In. Mars Volta.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Omar's his solo albums, which are just
I'm not
50% noise.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. 50% noise, yeah. For sure. Mars Volta, they get a little noisy here and there, but that's part of the craziness.
Yep.
It's part of the wildness of them. You can hear them if you ever see them live. I saw them live. They did a 30-minute set.
Played, two songs?
Played, I think, two songs. Maybe three. Two or three songs. Yeah. Only other band I ever saw do that was the Postman Syndrome.
Yeah.
Saw them do 30-minute set, three songs. Right here. Like, what the guys?
Nope, sorry. Only 30 minutes. That's all I get.
That's all the time we got, guys. So, yeah, Mars Volta is crazy. It was a great song, great album. Title's Metatron. All right, there we go. The cat's got something to say.
Weird.
Stupid cat. And what do you... Don't hit. What do you... What? All right, so we're just going down the list, right?
Yeah.
Is this one that came straight to mind for you? I'm interested to know which ones.
Oh,
like,
no,
like,
actually,
pow,
I after
crazy
I was...
Or like, boom.
After I was listening to The Fall of Troy, while I was listening to The Fall of Troy, this band came to mind.
Okay. You want me to just get it started?
Yeah, sure. This is a little band called Mindless Self-Indulgence. It's off the album Frankenstein Girls Will Seem Strangely Sexy. The name of the song is Clarissa. It's actually about a 90s TV show on Nickelodeon.
Star Melissa Joan Hart.
Yep. Clarissa explains it all.
What show was she on after that? That was super... That was
I don't
super,
know.
Was it... There's a show where she played a witch. Right?
Oh, yeah, I don't remember the name of it.
There was a cat.
Yes. And there were two, like, aunts or something. I don't remember.
I can't say that. I never watched it.
Anyway.
But it was on for a while. Very popular.
Yes. So, yeah, so this is Mindless Self-Indulgence. I mean, they're prolific as well. This album came out in 2000. So, this is some crazy stuff.
Yeah, this
is
pretty good. I would, this song and,
Bitches.
Like, those two songs.
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Pretty hot, too.
They were pretty hot among the college crowd.
Yeah,
2001. Yeah. That was a sweet spot.
It was.
They inspired a local, I would dare say, knockoff act. But it was like similar music, but a little goofier.
Uh-huh.
And with a robot.
Really?
Yeah, the name was Retardobot 9000 or 2000 or something like that. For real. Real group. That was like two guys. That was weird.
That is weird.
It was weird. Yeah, nice stuff. It's good stuff.
MSI, man. They're crazy.
And that was pretty much the entire song right there. Too,
yeah.
So, please don't sue us. Well, no, actually, sue us. We're trying to get sued.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was, you know, okay. So around this, that's they're kind of a with considering the style, they're kind of a gimmicky band, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mindless Self-Indulgence, and
yeah,
also a band that's what you listen to at college.
But they've been around for a while. I can't believe they're still making music.
But they've been around. They're still making music. Here's one. I'm gonna do the same thing. Here's a crazy band that I listened to a little bit more as a joke in college. It was kind of the funny thing to do. But they've been around for a while, and they're still fucking cranking shit out there.
And who is this?
It's, feel dirty saying the name of the band. that's the point of the name.
Yep.
The name of the band is called Anal Cunt.
Yeah.
Sorry, UK listeners. No, they're cool with cunt. Sorry, American listeners.
What's the name of the song?
They don't like the
is
word.
Is it Hitler Was a Sensitive Man? That's my favorite one.
No, it's not. It's not Don't Call Japanese Hardcore Japcore.
Okay.
It's not I Went Back in Time and Voted for Hitler. It's not 311 Sucks. That's a good one.
It is.
All right, first off, and the thing is the song is kind of short. I don't want to just talk over
yeah.
the whole thing. The album titles are ridiculous. The album,
yeah.
The song names are all just like the
ridiculous.
Like everything's like this person's gay, you're
yeah.
gay, I'm gay.
And that's the chorus.
Yeah.
Everything else is completely unintelligible.
Yeah, everything else is gibberish. And then you can kind of make out like the title of the song.
Maybe
if you listen really hard. And every song is like a minute long tops.
Yeah.
So they put out albums with like 40 or 50 songs.
Yeah. Easily.
It's ridiculous. They just like, we have all this room. Let's just fucking
crank it out.
Let's crank it out. And it's insane grindcore And then I picked this one because when you know all that about that band, and then you find out that they cover the theme song for the A-Team TV show. This is the craziest of them all. Here we go. A-Team. Come on.
Yeah.
Very easy.
It is.
And then it does this. That's what the rest of their music sounds like. But by all accounts, this is like the most listenable song they have.
Yeah.
It's got a little groove going.
I mean, yeah, it's the only song they have that has a groove.
And then it does that. Because
that's usually what it sounds like.
And that's the end of the song.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh.
You can call them AC for short if you want, but their name is Anal Cunt.
Hitler
and
if you want, was sensitive, man.
If you want a cite, go ahead and Google their name, like Google name band logo, or just look them up on Spotify.
Yeah.
And their logo's right there. And
grips.
Yep. So what do you got next, Drew?
You want to talk about gross? I got a little bit of gross. When I was in high school, I listened to this band, Lords of Acid.
Mm.
It is
it's
like hypersexual club music, kind of.
Yeah,
it's electronic and it's kind of I don't know. It's off the album Voodoo You from 1994. If you look up Lords of Acid Voodoo You, all you're gonna get pictures of is lesbian devil chicks doing crazy things to each other because that's what the cover art is.
Yeah,
that's
funny.
I mean, I'm not sure if you remember this. But
I do.
Yeah, I mean,
I remember it very well.
It's an album. The name of this song is Crab Louse, and it's about getting off with your pubic lice.
Ah, yes. Gross.
It's so strange.
It is.
And all their songs are weird like this. Like, it's about having sex with young boys and then old men and then all sorts of other weird... They're a really fucking weird band.
And it's all very, like, up-tempo.
It's all very up-tempo, almost dancey.
Very aggressive.
Like if you took out the lyrics, it would be something that I could listen to on a regular basis. But with the lyrics.
Right. Yeah. It's just...
Listen. I'm actually talking about getting off with parasites. Excuse me?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, yeah.
Grosso.
Crabs are a thing, but man. You really? A whole song about them? And about how much you like them?
At least on a whole album. But yeah, a whole song.
So
good. Lords of Acid.
Lords of Acid.
It's a good name.
It is.
It's a good name. Good job. Good job, guys. There we go. Get your grossness out of here. Bunch of sick perverts. Okay, well, if you're going to go that route, well, then I'm going to have to, you know what? I'm going to have to call an Audible.
Audible? Change it up?
Change it up. It's the same band, same album. But you went all Lords of Acid on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized I got to do this. I was going to do a Mr. Bungle song off their album, Mr. Bungle. We've talked about Mr. Bungle before.
Yeah.
Mr. Bungle is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
The first band for... now, legendary Mike Patton.
Yeah.
Right? Guy has done it all. He's fucking done operas.
Yes.
Right? So he's done it all now. It's his first band. It was actually him and his high school friends,
mm-hmm.
which makes it all more ridiculous that the music is so good
and
so fun and so insane because they were so young when they did it. But this song is called The Girls of Porn.
Yes.
And just go ahead and just get started here. Really. You're looking all. Oh, wait. And. Just take it in. You can thank Drew for this one.
Okay, all you puss sucking motherfuckers out there. It's time to win a chance to butt bang your daughter's tight virgin cherry ass. To call her number
666.
Ridiculous.
It's so awesome.
Ridiculous. And then it kicks in and it's all super rock and metal.
Yeah, I love Mr. Bungle's awesome.
But then they funk it up.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Mr. Bungle.
And then this song, it's all about, it's Mike Patton just singing about, I think only, just masturbating to porn. And, yeah. And the girls of porn. That's the whole song.
Yep.
He has another song, Squeeze Me Macaroni, which is, he equates, he's mixing up food and sex.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical.
It is.
It's all about giving some head, some French bread.
Yep.
And it's a four-course orgy.
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah. Good time. But this one's all about the porn and the girls of porn. And it's kind of gross and kind of fun. It's Mr. Bungle.
It's Mr. Bungle, man. I wouldn't expect anything less from Mr. Patton and Mr. Bungle.
1991.
Wow.
23 years ago? Going on 24 years ago?
Chris.
And the music's still better than so much of the shit that's out there now?
There are very well maybe people listening to this who weren't even born.
They weren't even born.
When this came out.
Guys, Mr. Bungle, self-titled album, Mr. Bungle. They have two more after that that are okay. But this first album is the one. It's got riffs like that. So much fun.
It's Mr. Bungle.
So much fun. So I'll go ahead and get us out of there. The horns, Drew.
I love the horns. I'm a big fan of the horns.
These guys are so crazy and so much fun. All right, here we go. What's your next one, dude?
All right, so this one is crazy for a reason because the guy who wrote it was fucking batshit insane.
Oh, okay, now we're talking about actual mental health.
Yeah, we're talking
health.
About actual mental health now. Okay. Like, actually crazy.
Wesley Willis
this
crazy.
This is the Beach Boys. The song is Vegetables. It's off the 1967 album, Smiley Smile. And it, I mean, if you listen to it, it's musically sound.
No, it's amazing.
But it is batshit insane.
I mean, there's this part right here.
It's with the drip.
The water. Why? That's part of the music. Brought a big brown
bag of them home. This is the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Talking down, about vegetables. Making a musically sound song with Brian Wilson in the background. Brain just melting.
He's like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that.
I mean, he was just so far ahead of his time. He was nuts.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
Is this one that you thought of right away?
Yes.
Okay. Nice. I love. Not talking about movies. I love the scene in Walk Hard, Dewey Cox story. The spoof of like music biopics.
Yeah.
One of the few spoof movies of recent times to actually be good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene where Dewey Cox goes crazy and into the psychedelia drugs.
Yeah.
And he has the
Brian Wilson moment.
Yes, where he's in a studio with like the studio's packed with people. He's got like what's the Peruvian like flute players,
pan flute.
He's got everything going on in there, and everyone's playing at the same time. And he's going crazy in the middle, and the producer in the studio is like, it sounds like he's recording five songs at once.
Yep,
and it's hysterical.
Yeah. But I mean, it's musically sound though.
Like, oh, yeah, it
sounds great.
That was crazy. This album, the whole album,
is just wow. It's out there, dude.
Absolutely.
And this song, most of all, my favorite vegetable. Vegetable.
You said vegetable. You said vegetables. Manage the table, veget the table.
It's so weird.
You want to hear other weird songs? Go to Spotify and search vegetables, and then just start listening to the songs that follow that one.
I'm sure.
There's some weird songs out there about vegetables. One of them was an ode to penis-shaped vegetables.
Ah, well, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Weird world we live in, dude. Weird.
It's really not that weird.
Weird world we live in. Hey.
I mean, that's...
Allow me my prudishness for a second.
Penis-shaped vegetables are probably one of the least weird things in the world.
It's like cucumbers and sometimes radishes.
Carrots. Radishes? What kind of...
He said sometimes radishes. Hey, this works out. My next song is also about food, but still kind of crazy. And musically sound.
But is it like actual like mental health that we're talking about here?
I don't think so. This is the band Horse the Band.
Ah, yes.
They put out a four-song EP Well, with a bonus track.
They might be crazy.
They might be crazy. Called Pizza. And it's four songs about pizza. And the bonus track is them covering the theme song for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Correct.
Which is a show infamously loved. They love pizza on that show.
Yeah. Well, Michelangelo does.
The second song is called Pizzeria in the Pizzeria. The first pizzeria spelled like diarrhea.
Yes.
To give you an idea of what he's talking about.
It's Pizzeria in the Pizzeria.
Pizzeria in the Pizzeria. And that song is all about how the singer... who at this point was getting quite fat.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing him, a picture of him really young. He was really thin when they were in college.
Yeah, and they got chubby.
He started being able to afford more pizza.
Yes.
The second song is all about how he couldn't not eat pizza. And he'll eat a whole pie. And then he'll be like laying on his, like, his stomach hurts. Oh, it's just in pain the next day from all the cheese. But then he'll go back for more.
Yeah, every time.
Pizza. And it's a good song. Mm-hmm. But this song is, I think, about... it's about a slice of pizza that's so good... it destroyed the whole world by being so good.
That's awesome.
And it's actually anti-pizza.
Like antimatter?
Like antimatter. Here we go. Oh, it starts with this. First song.
Fucking pizza.
Oh, and the 8-bit keyboards.
I love it.
So off the wall.
This is one of the better... I think this is one of the best songs on the album, actually.
I think so, too. It's either this one or the second one. He said, unmade by anti-pizza. So good it destroyed the world.
Yes.
One slice of antimatter. And then something. I can't remember. But that's pretty intense. Let's go back to that. Yeah. So good. So much fun. And this was, too, like right before nerd culture really hit. Right?
Yeah.
And they were going the whole, like, pizza, here's, like, Nintendo-sounding music. You know, they were just ahead of that nerd.
I was listening to these guys 3 albums before this. I mean, this came out...
This came out after the Mechanical Hand.
And after Arborlax.
Yeah.
So I heard about him.
And then after that was... Yeah, exactly.
That was the first song.
It was, like, 2003.
Yeah.
So that was, like... 5 years before Big Bang Theory and all that bullshit, right? So made by anti-pizza. So good it destroyed the world.
Got some of that anti-pizza. I want some anti-pizza.
Thanks, Horses Band, for the awesome anti-pizza pizza music. And the pizzeria and the pizzeria. Third song is called Were Pizza, as in werewolf.
Yes, but it's Were Pizza.
Yeah, and the first one, I think it's about a pizza fairy of some sort. I'm not sure.
I could use one of those.
So I guess that brings us to your last one, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you want me to just, you want to intro it? Or?
No, you can just start playing it, and then I'll explain.
People should know. Most people should know it right away.
Yeah.
Wrong one. Here we go.
It's Every Breath You Take by The Police. Here's why.
This song isn't crazy,
I immediately
Drew.
Think crazy.
It's a nice, soft, romantic song.
That people play at their weddings. You know how fucking twisted that is? Listen to the lyrics. This guy is an obsessed man. He's in a very dark place, and he is literally stalking a woman. Sting himself admitted that he was inspired by... this song was inspired by his divorce. I guess one of his first divorces. And then later, he said he was disconcerted by how many people think the song is more positive than it is. Sting, insists it's about the obsession with a lost lover and the jealousy and surveillance that follows. One couple told me, oh, we love that song. That was the main song we played at our wedding. He thought, well, good luck. And then, yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
People
are crazy. They're not listening.
And apparently on BBC Radio, he also said that the song is very, very sinister and ugly, and people have actually misinterpreted it as it being a gentle little love song, when it is quite the opposite.
That's so funny.
I get...
it is nice sounding to the ears.
I mean, if you... But if you actually think about the lyrics,
batshit
crazy.
Every step you take,
every move you make, I'll be watching you. That is fucking creepy.
I'll be watching
it's,
you.
It's like Big Brother, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, exactly. Imagine there's literally somebody watching you all the time.
No, I can't. That freaks me out.
Exactly. That's what you should think of when you hear this song.
Yeah, people. He's talking about
stalking
and possible,
possible maybe rape and murder.
Possible rape slash murder slash.
I mean,
suicide.
He does. There is another police song, you know, "Murder by Numbers."
Murder by Numbers.
One, two, three.
And then there's the other one where he's gonna kill himself.
Yeah.
To make the chick feel bad.
Yep.
And then there's the other one where he's like, "We're gonna sell children into slavery to raise money for our opium trade." Remember
yes.
that song?
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Sting's a sick fuck.
Sting is insane.
And so is that song, and so is everybody else who thinks that it's a love song. If you think Every Breath You Take is a song about healthy love, then you
then go fuck
don't
yourself.
Know what the fuck is going on.
Because you're a stupid head. Well.
No, you just misinterpreted it. That's all.
Yeah, for so that's hence stupid head. Exactly. Well, this song, I don't know if it's up for misinterpreting. Here we diverge at the end. I can't really tie this together. But this song, we talked about this band before on the show, the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Mm-hmm.
You got the and then the Dillinger, the Dillinger Escape Plan. That's
the
Dillinger Escape Plan. Anyway, the DEP from New Jersey, been around since mid-90s.
Yeah.
And this song is the first song off of not the last album, but the one before, Option Paralysis, which
okay.
I think that might be my favorite album of theirs. Nice. It could be. I was going to go with 43% Burnt because that's the traditional DEP, and it does get across
it's
how
accessible.
Crazy they are. And it has an accessible beginning, and then it sucks you into the craziness.
Yeah.
I played that exact song before. So I'm just going to go with the first song off this album, which it doesn't start off. It starts off like crazy, DEP, but then it gets into a little more accessibility. Let's give it a shot here. It's called Farewell, comma, Mona Lisa. Option Paralysis. So first off, it starts kind of crazy. Look at that art. Check that art out.
Wash it down the drain. Down the drain.
Pretty crazy.
It's Dillinger.
A little bit of a groove there. Speed it up. Back to breathe. Here we go. You got a very bouncy. That's a little more accessible to the ear, to the
yes.
musical palette than they normally are.
It is.
And then they have this little more like
the breakdown.
You're like, the thing is, they do this stuff live.
Yeah.
They recreate all this stuff live perfectly.
Yep.
While thrashing about wildly.
Usually lots of blinking lights involved.
A lot of blinking lights involved.
So if you have epilepsy, don't go.
Don't go.
And sometimes they breathe fire.
And sometimes there's some fire breathing, so be careful if you like your eyebrows. Yeah.
Don't your skate plan. Turn it up.
And then, like, even this song, I'm going to cheat here and jump ahead.
Okay.
See if I can find this part of the song. Here we go. Here we go. I nailed it. Yeah, so see?
Slow down.
And now, in the more recent stuff, they've been adding a lot more stuff like this. The dreamier.
Yeah. Very ethereal.
And then his singing is very influenced by Trent Reznor's singing style.
Yeah.
But it's like he has a better voice. Fortunate, but that's what he's going for. So Dillinger Escape Plan, they're amazing. Option Paralysis is a great album. That's the first track. All right. So here we go. That brings us to the end of the Crestwood Disco.
Oh, lights are coming on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
No, the lights are on. Gotta pay the tab.
Gotta go.
Time to get out of here.
Oh, damn, that girl's ugly.
Ooh, this place was not hopping.
No, it was not.
Sorry, guys. Well, here we go. Final songs. We're going out with what are we listening to now? Drew, tell the people, what's this that he got me downloaded over here?
This is a band called Odessa.
Odessa.
But it's...
How do you spell that?
It's Odessa.
How the hell did you even...
The name is of the song.
song is Keep Her Close. I was hanging out with a friend, and it came on their Pandora.
Pandora.
Sitting there listening to it, and I took out my phone and Shazam that shit, and then went on to find that I actually quite liked the band.
Interesting.
Actually,
have you looked them up, like who they are, where they're from, anything like that?
Not who. Actually, I can do that right now.
Odessa.
But yeah, I mean, I've listened. I heard this song was the one that got me into them. And I've listened to like three of their albums. I mean, it's new. So
is it new?
Yeah.
So you're listening to that fresh new music?
You're
listening to the fresh new music that the kids are listening to these days?
It's super fresh.
It's super fresh, super hot.
Okay, these guys formed in 2012 in Seattle. So they've only been around for 2 years.
Oh, all right, yeah. They're brand new from Seattle. Welcome to the scene.
They did a remix for Pretty Lights. I've played some of his music before in past Crespo Discos.
All right, there you go. Cool. Right on. Right on. Well, what I'm listening to, if you heard the last Cinema Crespo, the latest episode, you heard us talk about the movie The Guest. And I've been listening to a lot of the songs off that soundtrack. I thought a lot of the music on that soundtrack during that movie was original stuff made for the movie, but it's not. It's all stuff that's already been recorded, either going back to the 80s or recently, but still a lot of interesting, cool electronic type music of different sorts, you know?
Nice.
So the song I picked for here, I've been listening to, is Antonio, but spelled with an Antonio. And the artist is simply named Annie. That's it. That's all I got.
Annie. Just Annie.
And actually, specifically Antonio, it's the Berlin Breakdown version remastered.
Nice.
That's the one, but still, there it is. So there you go. That's what we're listening to now. Hope you guys enjoy it. Drew, where can people get in touch with you on the interwebs? Talk about stalking you.
Look for Antihero 419, Twitter, Instagram.
Look for
Snapchat,
Antihero 419.
You name it.
Snapchat him your titties, ladies.
More than likely, it's probably me.
Snapchat him your dongs, dude. No. It's not dudes. It's not not discriminate.
If I get Snapchats of dudes' dongs, there's going to be issues.
Issues? Of what? What kind of issues? You mean the Korn album?
Like, I'm going to flip out.
Just because there's a dong on your phone?
No, not just because there's a dong on my phone, because someone specifically sent me a picture of their dong.
We do.
Not looking to that. That's not what I'm looking for.
I wouldn't be surprised if we have listeners of a certain persuasion that tune in for you, dude. You know, they might be interested.
I'm sure, but
just saying,
Chris,
saying no.
I like pussy.
Hey, whoa. Hi-yo. Where's my hi-yo button? Where's my hi-yo? Here we go. Hi-yo? Fuck it. I couldn't get to the. I need a better soundboard deal. I need a separate soundboard. I could have given you an old school Ed McMahon
hi-yo
for talking about that pussy. This guy's got Lords of Acid on the brain. Here we go. So that's it. We're out of here. That's Antihero 419. Hit up the show at Chris Producer on Twitter and Cinema Chris Producer at Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter at I am Chris Crespo. Alright. Oh, 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 oh